In the Lion House, children have left get well wishes. On one piece of notebook paper, there's a pencil and crayon drawing of a lion with messages surrounding it. One reads, "I hope you feel better because you deserve to live. Love, Ashley." Another reads, "I hope your cancer goes away. Love, Rita." I think they want a Last November, zookeepers at the Potter Park Zoo in Lansing, Michigan, noticed something was wrong with Samburu, a big male lion. Jen Brigham is one of the zookeepers. She says Samburu wasn't as energetic as usual, and there were other signs something wasn't right.
We noticed a weight loss on him, and mainly through his hindquarters, like his pelvic bones. So even though his stomach was somewhat big, and we now know why, his hindquarters, you could see a weight loss.
Even after he was fed more meat, the aging lion didn't seem to get any heavier.
Portable 7, portable 3. What's your location?
Zookeepers kept the veterinarian, Tara Harrison, up to date about the situation.
I just arrived at the spider monkey.
Dr. Harrison decided it was time to anesthetize the big cat and check him over. When she did, she found his spleen was enlarged.
And found out that there was cancer in it, so then we decided to schedule a date for surgery. And we removed his spleen and took samples of other organs as well and started him on chemotherapy.
Down in the kitchen behind the lion exhibit, zookeeper Bruce Snyder is getting a big package of meat ready for Samburu. They're still giving the lion extra food, trying to build his strength, but they're also putting chemotherapy drugs into the meat.
Instead of a fast day, which is just the bone day, we've been giving him meat every day, along with his bones. And I just take and stuff these pills in it.
It's a lot like a hamburger, sort of.
Yes. So we do just mix this up, and he'll scarf this down real quick.
These days, Samburu is feeling a little more feisty. You don't want to get between him and his dinner. This story is the way it's supposed to happen. Zookeepers keep a watchful eye on the animals. The vet takes action. The animals live. Little kids wish them a speedy recovery. And for the most part, that's what happens at zoos across the nation. But some zoos have been struggling, and a debate is beginning. The question is, are the problems in the news lately signs that zoos are hurting? Bob Cook is chief veterinarian at Wildlife Conservation Society, which operates, among other things, the Bronx Zoo. He also chairs the Animal Health Committee of the American Zoo and Aquarium Association, the membership organization of the nation's zoos. Dr. Cook says things are tough at some zoos.
I'd say in general that zoos have really been challenged since 9/11. Attendance has been off in some places. Governments, local, state, as well as federal, the cuts that they make oftentimes trickle down. But let me be very clear that the one thing that is central to all of our mission is maintaining the health and welfare of these very special animals which we care for.
Cook says they can cut back on education programs, cut outreach programs, but zoos should not, cannot, must not cut back on the care and keeping of the animals. He says budget cuts really shouldn't have anything to do with zookeepers keeping a close eye on the animals. He believes the problems that have put some zoos in the news lately have simply been human mistakes or design flaws in the enclosures, not signs that zoos are cutting back on the care of the animals. Still, the news reports that the problem zoos often note financial struggles, and we're all left wondering if there is a link. At Samburu's home, the zookeepers say they're keeping a careful eye on the lion's attitude and his behavior. His cancer is in remission, and he's acting fierce again. Zookeeper Jan Brigham says in the 15 years she's been taking care of Samburu, he's never been what you'd call friendly. But she's really happy the tough old cat is doing okay. For now.
I mean, it was a big surprise to all of us that he has gone into remission. How long he'll be in remission, we don't know. And we accept the fact that, you know, we may have only extended his life, you know, 6 to 12 months. But if that's what it is, then so be it. But, yeah, I mean, we're all happy with the outcome.
Samburu's story is making the rounds among zoos. It's a good news story when too often the bad news about zoos makes the front page. The silver lining about the bad news is that zoos across the nation are reviewing their procedures and making sure the care for the animals is everything that it should be. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.